Smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. Oh, and being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. You are permeating my being, oh, beloved, oh, my beloved. Without any words, before they ever existed, you are in my heart, in every moment there is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain, and smooth and stable is the only way I wish to be. Oh, in being with you, being one with you, all is perfect. You are permeating my being, oh, beloved. Without any words, before they ever existed, you are in my heart, in every moment there is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain, and oh, singing out for God, unspeakable joy. Oh, it's heart beating in the same way every hour. In the same way, la da 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 da. Is the only way I wish to be. Oh, in being with you, being one with you, oh, it's perfect. You are permeating my being. Oh, beloved, oh, my beloved, without any words, before they ever existed, hey, yeah, you are in my heart in every moment. There is love and life and song and play and sunshine and rain and oh, singing out for God, unspeakable. unspeakable joy. Oh, its hearts beating in the same way, yeah. Our hearts are beating in the same way, in the same way. La da 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 da. Beating in the same way, in the same way. Hey, hey. Oh, da, 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 da,
da. Wonderful.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love you too. That's a given. But we should not ever take it for granted.
No.
Even though it's a given. So today is Premo's birthday. And I'm not going to say anything about how many times you've gone around the sun. You can tell them yourself if you want. Today is Premo's birthday. Happy birthday, Premo.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs of all times. Along with adagios and great chants and rock and roll, all of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Namaste, everyone. Om Shri Sache Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Guru Dev Bhagawan Ki Jai, Satasanga Ki Jai. Yes. Our hands are together. I think it was on Sahara's phone, I saw a disciple coming to Buddha on his knees. And I think that either Buddha or the disciple asks, what is the sound of one hand clapping? And the Buddha just smacks the guy across the face with one hand. It was really good. Anyhow. It's a great, great comedy of sorts. So that is the sound of one hand clapping. I was considering these, and then that little video came up in my awareness. So I want to see everybody in on this Gayatri. I've had about 15 responses so far. And we have, let me see, what do we have 103 people in satsang today. I want to see everyone contribute to Maharaji's ashram. And, you know, someone was asking me, well, what does it mean, the rehabilitation? Because they wanted to get into the financial story of Satchidam. And we'll go into this for a few minutes only. It's only worth a few minutes. The financial situation in Satchidam is, we'll talk about that some other time, or I will send a recording out or something like that. It's sticky, let's put it that way. And I use the word rehabilitation in the letter. I'm not talking about finances. I'm not talking about stickiness. I'm speaking about bringing the luster of the master back into the ashram. And the reason we're having Zoom today is because I had the great honor, and many of us had the great honor, of meeting Maharaji. I had the great honor of having him enter my heart, and he He enter my heart and I enter his heart in an inseparable manner. And therefore, we have our Sangha. And there's a, I can put it this way, there's a bit of spiritual laziness in the ashram. And the pujas go on, the pujas go on. So that's established. However, there's, we could support the people by bringing the light of great masters and your wonderful, loving, devoted heart to bring a shine into that ashram that has not been seen maybe ever before, but definitely since Maharaji has been alive. So it would be really nice to have more than 15, and I appreciate the 15 that have, highly appreciate that you answered so quickly. And so, yes, and maybe other people are also feeling the same way, they just haven't answered. So it's not a like that, but it is. I want everybody in. And we have three sanghas. One, two, three, four sanghas who are going to participate, and maybe India as well, maybe the ashram in India. It's time, and this sadhana is going to polish you up. So there it is. Well, if you don't want to, don't do. I'm looking at someone's face. They look like they've, it looks like a burden. It's not a burden. It's an opportunity of spiritual, currency. It's important to give back sometimes. And I feel that this is such a wonderful opportunity for all of us to be together in creating some wonderful, wonderful energy for all of Rishikesh, all of the world, for yourself, specifically focusing on Sachidam, sitting on the Ganges. And I was speaking to an Indian person yesterday, and I said, you know, we have, I have no expectation of what this energy will bring, but it never gets lost. It's this lifetime or the next, or way down the road, 300 lifetimes, this will blossom. And they were, they also said, you know, that's why India is still the jewel of the world, even though it's very corrupt, because all of those great Mahatmas, they shone for everyone, for the world, for everyone who will come this way, who is magnetized to the Dharma. Beyond their own desire to do so. So this kind of rolls into, I'm looking at the trees and how beautiful they are. I often peer out into what is right outside the window when I'm speaking with you because it's so beautiful. Anyhow, this rolls right into something that Krishna, a point, not just something. A point that Krishna's making in the Bhagavad Gita about living a good life. And Krishna says that all your auspicious activity will bear fruit. And he puts this as, in such a way that actually you're looking for the bear, for the fruit that has been ripened. And Krishna makes no judgment about that. To have a good life, to live in with auspicious means really wonderful for everyone. Like a auspicious is just an expanse of beauty, goodness, kindness, generosity. I'm sure that you can fill in the blank yourself. So Krishna's telling that those who act in an auspicious way so that they can go to the heavens will go to the heavens. And even those who act in a personal way, like I want to be liked, I want something out of my goodness, is still a goodness, is still an offering, even though there is self-interest involved. And Krishna says in the Gita that all those auspicious acts will certainly bear fruit, and those people, after passing the world, who have lived in an auspicious manner or have given auspicious actions into the world or to each other, will enjoy Indra's paradise, will go to the heavens and enjoy the fruit of their actions. And that will be exhausted, and they will come back to earth. But you get Indra's heaven. So if you have a vested interest in yourself and what you're doing for the goodness of anyone, you're going to be rewarded. Well, my view is that auspicious action is, in fact, the reward, no matter where you fly off into the abyss of the cosmos once you pass out of your body. So I just wanted to say I want to see everyone involved. The problem with the ashram is it's become lazy. The problem with the sangha is it must not. We have been given a legacy, an inheritance to take care of the world, like the Kogi take care of the heart of the world. Kogi know that they're taking care of the heart of the world. There's no doubt about it. They live for that. Well, we live for this too. At least we who have said, okay, we're going to do like that because we can't help ourselves, not because we're all that great or anything else, just because we can't help ourselves. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that when those beings of auspicious actions, their actions get exhausted, they come back to the earth, they will move along the pathway of the Dharma, even in spite of themselves. So I say, yes, yeah, so you have magnetized yourself to the Dharma, and it is the best way to live. There's no better way to live on earth than to rise above the dramas and the divisions and the, oh my gosh, the harshness of this world, and to exteriorate, that's a word I made up, exteriorate your heart and to live like that. And you will enjoy the fruits of Indra's heavens. According to the Bhagavad Gita, those are the very, very words. And that will be exhausted, and you will come back, and you will be a Dharma person as long as you live. And until you realize your true nature, and it is established that you are inseparably inexhaustible, imperishable, the truth that lies in every molecule of the illusion. Okay, so is there anyone with their hand up yet? Oh, it's a very good number, 109. Oh, also, while I'm waiting for your hands, I see two. Good. Hold on for just a minute. Well, I forgot, so I'll get it later. It just dropped out of my awareness. So let's go to Kenchui.
Namaste, Guruji. Namaste.
Namaste. We
And
can
my
do
answer is yes.
this.
Yes.
Yes, and namaste. Go ahead.
Guruji, I would like to just do a language or terminology check with you on a few terms. So, but before that, actually, you reminded me of what you said in the transmission of the Bhagavad Gita on the word austerity, and how the example of King Janaka, whom you describe as being austere, was like, wow, blew my mind actually, and from that usual perception of the word austere that we commonly use, how you described it was that, even though he had all of that riches, he was still considered austere because he always had God first in his mind and was
And he was,
thankful.
hold on, and he was totally detached from anything on this planet. You want to hear the story of King Janaka and the sadhu?
Yes, please. Of course, I love stories.
Okay, so this sadhu, he comes up to Janaka. He's walking up towards the palace, and he has on his little langoti loincloth, nothing else, and he's carrying a little bag about this big, nothing else. And he goes up to Janaka. He's got great dreadlocks, by the way. And he's coming up to Janaka, at King Janaka, and he says, "I am austere. You are not." And Janaka says, "Well, okay." He says, "Look, I have nothing, and you have all of this." And Janaka says, "Okay, come on in. We'll have a cup of chai here." So they sit down together, and King Janaka says, "What makes you think that I am not austere?" And all of a sudden, Janaka did this with his yogic power. One of his servants come in, and they're screaming, "The West Wing is on fire, Janaka." Janaka says, "Okay. Enjoy your tea." And the sadhu's eyes got boom like that. And then Janaka, with his, it's said to be an historical account, you see. I always listen to them as though they are. So the sadhu's be very, very nervous. And all of a sudden, another servant comes from the other end, and he says, "The East End is on fire." He said, "The furniture's going." He said, "The curtains are going. That everything is on fire." And Janik says, "Well, I'm having a cup of tea right now with this sadhu, and you work it out." And the palace is burning, East Wing and West Wing, West Wing and East Wing. And the sadhu got up, and he jumped, and he says, "What's wrong with you? You're losing everything." He says, "The place is on fire. What's wrong with you?" And Janik says, "Well, why are you so upset?" Right? So Janik had the ability to enjoy his riches without being attached to his riches. You can enjoy without being attached more than you can when you're attached. Your joy is richer. There's no fear of losing, or no ambition of gaining. Not that ambition's a bad thing. It's really not. It's just if you're attached to the ambition, and if you're identified with the ambition. Yes, because you could be by nature rajasic.
Yes, thank you, Guruji, for that beautiful story. Love your stories. Number one fan.
Yeah, I collected them. They're not really mine, but
No,
you're
of course. Yes, correcting my language there. Thank you. So
that.
yeah, with regards to the terminologies or language, so Michael O'Shea mentioned that, and you corrected him before on Atman, Brahma, and Brahman. So you covered Atman, it's the soul. Brahma is the creator. And Brahman, I'm thinking it's the imperishable. I'm not sure what. So, and then the.
Krishna calls it the imperishable seed. He says, "I am." Hold on. I am the imperishable seed. As the universe is moves into dissolution, I am the imperishable seed. That's considered Brahmana.
So how do they sort of like link with each other? I know like the soul would be almost like the wavelet of the ocean. So in that kind of analogy.
Very good analogy.
Yeah.
The
And
wave of the
then the ocean would be the Brahma or Brahman. So which one of these two would be?
ocean would be Brahma.
Brahma, okay.
And the timelessness and the stillness of what is non-detectable but present would be the imperishable Brahman. Can you detect space?
No.
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 Okay, good enough. You can see it's
Yeah.
because space appears to be contained by form, and the Indian pantheon puts in a very beautiful term, and maybe here this you can see Brahman metaphorically in this, that the space in a pot and the space outside of the pot merge when the pot is broken. So the ocean would be Brahma because it's in creation. Brahman is never in creation, even though it is the imperishable seed of being. This doesn't make, sometimes in Baltimore there was a person who very honestly put forth that they are rather, these are my words, not theirs, rather attached to logic. Well, if you're going to go down the Dharma path, what you discover is not illogical, but it doesn't have to fit into logic. It doesn't apply.
Or at least the logic that we know or
Yeah,
use,
or
yeah,
we yes.
in common parlance, yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And there's just one more word, Guruji, and that's Lila. So that word, I'm not sure if we translated it correctly in the Western world. It's either used as play or pleasure. Because I was reading Ananda Mayi's book called The As the Flower Sheds Its Fragrance, and she mentioned the word Lila quite a lot. And in this particular one of the sannyasis was asking her about, it is said that God is all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful. Why then does he allow so much sorrow and grief to continue in the world that is his creation? And her answer was, in a nutshell, whatever happens in this world is his lila, his pleasure. Then the sannyasi says, pleasure at the misery? Where then is his love? And then she replied, according to this translation, who is it that loves and who that suffers? He alone stages a play with himself. He exists save him. Who exists save him? The individual suffers because he perceives duality. So
That's it.
the word Leela then, Guruji.
Well, Leela means the play of consciousness, whatever occurs. And it doesn't always mean pleasurable. It's just the play.
Play as in like theatrical play rather than playing.
Yes, both. The theater, the child's play. The joy, the misery, all of it is Leela. The play of consciousness is what it's considered.
So that's where people find it difficult with the things that's like suffering and pain and all
They
that.
should
How can there
stop
be
it
play?
then, shouldn't they?
Say again, Guruji. I
Yeah, I
missed
will
that.
say again. Then they should stop it, shouldn't they? We have what appears to be a free will. We have a what appears to be a free will until we realize that we have no free will, and we are choiceless beings that move along space and are lived by through the heart and the ideas, so to speak, metaphorically, of God. So as long as we think we have a choice, we should make good ones, that's for sure. And then the sorrow and suffering would be at an end. Don't blame God because you decide, and God is within you and totally is yourself and all beings. But you refuse that. So you live, you meaning the big you. So you, universally you refuse that. You buy a Coca-Cola through a few advertisements more quickly than you will come to see what is true in oneself, even after eons of teaching and walking the Dharma path. Now, why is that? Okay. So as long as you're going to live in duality, or even though there isn't any, and create that delusion, in the illusion, you cannot blame what you are refusing for the wars that you create. Once you cease to refuse, and once your heart is established, which it always is, by the way, it's just how you think, right? Once you realize that your heart is established as what you are seeking, which is undefinable, inexhaustible, imperishable, Adi's words, she loves, and true in all, creating this illusion of life, then you live in peace with whoever and whatever and however. And I was looking at this the other day. Only the Satyuga, which is the golden age, which lasts a long time, comes out of the darkness of the Kali Yuga. Just like the seed requires the winter harshness to make it strong so it can pop up in the spring. It's a time for realization. The Kali Yuga.
Thank you, Guruji.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you too.
Namaste.
Namaste. You're getting gray hair.
I am.
Yeah, it
And
looks
so,
nice on you.
oh, thank you. Yeah. I
Got
see
this
it as
tan. See this gray hair.
Namaste, Guruji.
But you still have the heart of a child.
I see it all as a blessing, all of it, and having you in our
Absolutely.
hearts, all a
Absolutely.
blessing.
So let's go to Satyabhuja. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Hey.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. Namaste.
I haven't forgotten to send your poem yet, but I've been holding off because it's incomplete. And by not sending it, it means that I have to be with it and with it and with it. And so I would like to get your thoughts on some things, if I may. From the view of totality, there is only God. Everything is that. And in that, reabsorption with the divine is inevitable. And that we are that everything is in utter perfection.
Absolutely.
And that view of Maya, in its also in its perfection, it means that everything that is occurring is a blessing. Even the suffering that we experience, even the hardships and the challenges that we go through, all of that is a blessing. And the from that view, the tendency is to become very okay. That's whatever is going through, that is creating the exact set of circumstances for the lesson that needs to be learned in that moment to be learned.
For sure. I would like to say something, Rumi.
Yes, please.
Because there's two letters that are sticking in my soul that you said. Reabsorption. There's no such thing.
Yeah, this is the difficulty with words.
I will not accept those words from you.
I say reabsorption because when I look at it, we are already immersed in that divine. It is only
Then
this
there is no
idea.
re, Rumi. There is no re. There is no re.
I
And not,
understand that.
yeah. So I know that you do. That's why I don't accept it. And you, Rumi. I wish I was there. I am there. You, Rumi, cannot lay in front of anyone the idea of duality.
That is not my intention.
Re
However,
means you can't be reabsorbed. I'm not going to go for it. I'm not going to go for it. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to
okay, that's accepted.
it.
I take out the re.
Yeah, take out the re. Take out the re. Thank you. It's so perfect when you take out the re. Just two letters.
The realization of the absorption.
Because when you take out the re, you have what you have realized, and what you have realized, you must offer to others unsullied with the idea of duality of any kind, any shape, period. This is my view, Ruri. You don't have to accept it.
No, it's
I share that view, absolutely. Really, the question is, in that everything is in utter perfection at all times, when I look at it seems like the only way to describe this is in terms as if there is some separation. When I look at
But there's
yes,
not.
I understand.
Okay, I know you
But
do.
what I'm having difficulty with is reconciling the view of totality, the view of divinity, and the appearance of suffering in Maya that people seem to be genuinely going through the mill.
Well, that's
And
because they're soaked and immersed in the ignorance of duality, and there is none. That's the
absolutely.
suffering. That's the suffering. Me and this world, me and how people treat me and how I'm seen, me and how me and me. I am right. Get off my land. I will shove you to the end of the universe until you agree with me. Me. Right? And this is a very isolated, as you know. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, Rome. I'm conversing with you. There is no reconciliation. Either you see it or you don't. And that's for everyone. That's for everyone. And you will come. You will come. I have to say, you will come through your heart. And when you come through your heart for yourself and all others, unfailing, you will see. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely, that is true. It's really only an idea.
Yes.
Yes, it's an idea of being an individual separate self. And that is the root cause of all suffering.
Yeah, that is. That's the point.
And yet in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna that you have to do your work in the world.
And Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, there was never a time when these warriors were not, and there was never a time that you or I were not, Arjuna. So that's a powerful statement. So it comes to, in my view, Rumi, in my experience, it comes to a total detachment from the world where the heart is full of compassion, unemotional, unemotional, like a mirror. No huge storms, maybe a wave, no problem, maybe a ripple, no problem, but very, very mirror-like. And you are. I'm going to use a word that is a little overused. You are ascending away from this world, and this world will go on as it always has. Jesus said, there will always be this situation on this planet. This is the school for that.
I think the difficulty that I've been, it's a, difficulty is much too strong a word.
Okay.
The it is that compassion, the detachment that comes with a totally open heart and in compassion. The emotion has gone in it. It's very neutral.
It is neutral. The very may be a ripple, may be a wave, but the neutral is the mirror of stability to move along out of this world. This is a dualistic existence, beautiful and paired. Like a paradise, once you see it. And like a hell region for some. And for that hell region, many are learning this I step out of. And how do I step out of this? And there is the teaching. And compassion oftentimes is extremely neutral. I was just reading in the ninth chapter where Krishna said, I have no favoritism or Resistance to anyone or anything that occurs. And in my view, that is the greatest compassion of all. And it's not cold and it's not aloof, it's encompassing. Because you see yourself as the totality of existence, not personally. The personal has diminished to the truth of the illusion, and no longer is one deluded in the illusion of the play of consciousness. Remember, the great Chan masters define enlightenment as the end of delusion, the cessation of delusion. They say the ceasing of delusion. Delusion is duality. Are you there? Or are you still? You are there, my God. You're
I'm
like a statue.
definitely.
You're like a statue. Yeah. We are not missing anything by, as Krishna said, I have no favoritism nor no resistance to anyone or anything that occurs. And still, in our lineage, we pour the prayer off of the tip of our tongue from the depths of our heart, and that's what we're here for. We're lights
Yes.
in the darkness, isn't it?
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, unattached. Like I said, I have no expectation. I was talking to Anand. I have no expectation whatsoever of this puja, of this ceremony that we will perform and enter in for the rest of this for the year. I can only shed the light. I can do nothing more. And
And
that's natural. I'm not really in charge of that either. We were born spiritually, so to speak, metaphorically, poetically, into a lineage that is here to light the hearts of people. And we require people such as yourself to do so. Because you understand the significance of it. And even though it is illusion, this illusion remains as what is called life on earth. Kind of live in two worlds at once, don't we?
we do. And really, it seems that the view must be on both of those things at once.
Only
Simply.
from point, only from the point of totality, never from the point of duality, ever, 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 ever. Never get your feet or toes in the tar.
Okay.
You will suffer and create suffering because when you suffer, someone else will suffer too. And we're going to put an end to that here in the Kali Yuga because that's why we're here. And let's see what happens. Some of us find a great honor, so to speak, in impersonal honor, like the sun shining. Some of us find an honor in serving the world of duality. In the light of totality, some of us find an honor in making an offering. Some of us find a great responsibility that we love and are grateful for to chant the Gayatri Mantra for a year to polish all of Rishikesh and ripple into the planet and do ourselves well. Well, I don't know if I can. Okay. Well, okay. Fine, no problem.
We're there.
Yeah, no problem. We're I suggest that everyone this year descend the mantra so that we can go into the incalculable numbers of thousands of Mahayugas, fill them with the Gayatri. That's why we're here. Thank you, Maharaji. Thank you, God. So there's our duality, but it's not, and we refuse it. We're only playing in the field. We know better. We live better, and we refuse any duality whatsoever. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And we still play in the field. It's amazing, isn't it, Rome?
It is. It really is. That, it comes right down to the only question that remains is how much suffering do you want to inflict upon yourself and others
Yes.
while you're waiting for
Yes.
absorption?
Absolutely. As we offer the mantra, offer our heart, live in dedication to God and all beings, we are in fact shedding a great light onto the duality so that people can, will realize in time. You know, this is what a nun said. He said, India still holds the jewel because of the great beings who have lived here and offered their life and come here in the state of real wisdom and boundless love, that India still, in all of its corruption, holds that spiritual energy. So we have to follow that. We who feel that that is what is true in our lives. Why we're here, isn't it?
It's very clear. This is why we're here.
Yes, and I agree with you. How much suffering do you want to create? How much suffering do you want to create? I just see it all around me. But, and I, Rumi, will give anything. Thank you, Maharaji, for showing it, to make a difference. But I don't want to be impaired by your suffering because you insist on doing so. I will help you. I will shed a light. I love you. I love you, whatever that may mean to you. Take it in, but I refuse to carry your nonsense. Because I myself am moving out of this world, joining the sunlight in the impersonal, and beaming the love of God into this planet, because that's all there is. Not because I'm anything special, but because that's all there is. I thank God for my guru every day. I thank God for you every day.
And I think, thank God for you every day.
Yes. And what does that mean? Is there a duality there?
No.
Absolutely not. Isn't it fun? I mean, in some way, it's like a roller coaster. It's so delightful. It's like a swallow flying. It's like the bumblebee to the lotus. It's like the storm wiping the earth clean, breaking the houses in half, scaring the hell out of people. It's whatever it is. There has never been a time when these warriors were not Arjuna, nor has there ever been a time when you or I were not. That's a very profound statement.
It is.
I love you, Rumi.
I love you too.
I love you,
On this,
Mandana.
I love you too, Shantimai, very much, deeply, ongoing,
me
eternal.
too. I'm going to come there. I'm going to come there next year. I'm going to come there to say goodbye. I'm going to come there to say goodbye soon. Just goodbye for the travel, not goodbye in the heart. Just goodbye for the travel. I want to stop traveling.
You can't say goodbye in the heart.
No, that's right. There's no two to say goodbye to.
No. We are committed for chanting the Gayatri for sunrise every day
Great.
and any other times that are fitting into our
Great.
day, daily, worldly duties.
And the mantra every time. And focus on Satchidam.
Absolutely. I had a meditation about it.
Have you
I had a
seen
meditation with that this morning. I so
the
strong.
Ashram painting?
Yes.
There's new
The
there's
Ashram's painting. Yeah.
there's new photographs. What were you saying about the morning? I'm sorry that I came in the middle of that.
It's a Zoom. In this morning meditation, I felt so strong the focusing on Satchidananda that it's a big gift. It's very special. It's like being in that triangle of Ganga and like a portal into all of us and beyond. For the Gayatri to have, yeah, I can't put it into words, but it was just so strong for me when, because I had a doubt that I can focus on Satchidananda. I don't have an emotional contact so much anymore because I was so long not there. But when I meditated on it,
That's absolutely not true.
deep connection to that place and
Exactly.
everything with
And
it.
your connection does not depend on your, hold on. Your connection does not depend on your presence in Satchidananda. It's in your bloodstream. The Ganges is flowing through you. You are Mandakini. You have fallen from the stars onto the planet to serve humanity in the current of your love.
Yes, Shanti.
Yes. It has nothing to do with you going there. I pray. I don't want to go back next year. I probably will for the very last time. I'm not interested at all in being in Satchidananda.
I have that very strong too, Shanti. I feel so perfect to be here. And to be so settled and grounded
Yes.
and even and balanced and I just feel this is so perfect.
Well, you have created a paradise in a desert.
Yeah.
Satchidananda's running through you. It's not a
Yes.
place.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an energy. And this little place on the Ganges represents that energy in you. You can always please focus on Satyadham for this puja.
Yes, absolutely. I will, Shantimai.
Rumi,
Deeply,
did you
yes,
want to say
absolutely.
something before we close?
Thank you, Shantimai.
Oh,
I love you to the very depths of being.
I know that. I love you like that too, Rumi.
I've been ceaselessly, hopelessly, helplessly in love with you for 25 years now.
Yeah, and me with you. We
And
see eye to eye, and we see heart to heart, and yeah, you can sit in your little ashram there, your little place, and you can emit an energy that will serve the world. And that's what we're here for, is to serve.
one of my favorite things to do in this realm is to sit on a rock and cast blessings to the wind.
Yeah. What
And
else to do here?
what else to do?
It's a poet's dream.
I will send the poet.
Yes, please. Thank
There's
you.
nothing left.
Yeah, thank you, Ram. No re when it comes to absorption.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste. How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you.
This color is so good on you. I love this color.
Thank you.
Purple.
Timai, I want to thank really God for your presence in my life. I feel like I'm knowing you since ever, and your presence gives sense in everything. So thank you for this. Last Saturday, I
Not
was.
you. This is your perception, and your perception is beautiful. And let me also say to you, Piyu, that I am very grateful for you in my life. I am grateful to see you spin on the floor to move people's hearts. In the dance that you offer, you're a dance master. You must take that to heart.
Yes.
Okay.
And it is exactly about this that I wanted to share something. Last Saturday, I was preparing a meeting that I had on Sunday, and it was an online meeting all day long with people in Brazil. And in Brazil is happening a disaster. Many people are dying for the rain, and I had seen images that were so strong, like children in a roof and alive asking help, and then the water taking them. And I was thinking, my God, today I have to dance with this, with people living in this country, in that country, you know? And I started thinking immediately that in the history of universe, after any destruction, at the end of,
Destruction.
yes, there was always a sparkle of life remaining and creating everything again. And this is something that I feel so strong in this time of my life. And I started the meeting of this of that day with this beating of one heart, that thinking And knowing that we are this sparkle of life all the time, and it doesn't matter what it's happening, to be part of the sparkle and to be the sparkle is all what I think we can do.
Yes.
And it's very interesting because life is always remembering this in the very simple things and in the biggest things. That Sunday, I had only a break of 1 hour, and I could join you in the satsang for just 1 hour. And you said, I can be today just for 1 hour. It was like a miracle for me because I was so sad that I could stay. I couldn't stay the whole satsang. So this is not a detail for me. It's like life always telling me, telling us, go on,
Yes.
stand in the light, no?
Yes. Do you remember the story of the three monks walking on the meditation path?
Can you please tell me? Remember me?
Well, three monks. One was a master, and the other two monks were were disciples to this master. And the first monk was walking along the meditation path, and he saw right in the middle of the path a dead bird. And he picked up the bird and he put it off the path and he buried the bird and he put a flower on the bird. And the rest of his walk was about the end of life, the body, the spirit, what it is, how it is. And then I don't remember if it's the same monk or a different monk. Let's say it's a different monk. I don't remember that part of the story, whether it's the same or different. But then another monk, let's say another monk, he was walking down the meditation path and he was very deep in the walk, huh? In the presence of the forest and the river to the side and the little village way over there on the other side of the river. And he was just really there. And all of a sudden, a huge tree just flopped right in front of him. And the dust went up, and he was that far from that tree crushing him. And the rest of his walk was like, anything can happen any moment. The unexpected, in a good way or a terrible way. In a marvelous way or a hard way can happen. Anything can happen anytime. And that was the rest of his walk, was to consider the surprises in life, so to speak. And then the master, he went walking on that path. And on the other side, there's this village and a mountain behind the village, and an avalanche happened and absolutely buried the village. And the master looked over. The dust had covered him. He shook off the dust and walked along. It's not cold. I think we spoke about this with Rumi or Ken. It's not cold. It's not calculated. It's not distant. It's encompassing. What can you do? And that everything that is done in some way, you are helpless about it. But what you must not do is get emotionally on a roller coaster in a storm about what you can do nothing about. What you can and naturally will do, because you are Piyu, is bring a light into the heart of people that they move something in their being towards a deep love for everyone, every time, everything, naturally. When the world comes to that, the Satyuga will be taking place, but the Kali Yuga is necessary. You cannot see the light without the darkness. You cannot. The light dawns every morning, and then everything becomes apparent. Compassion is a prayer. Compassion is a dance. Compassion is a way of life. Compassion is love. Compassion is caring unemotionally, not unemotionally cold, but unemotionally reflective. And yes, and offering, maybe you give money, maybe you give food, maybe you give a dance, maybe you give your heart. It is a service, what you can do, one way or the other.
Shantimaya, I have something to ask you about money.
About,
Money. Last day I was coming back to home in the underground, in the metro in Milano, and there was in the wagon a man without legs. He was moving on a skate, and he had a very strong face, and he came to me and started beating a very violent, with violence on my knee because he wanted money. I don't know why people are always asking money to me, not only in the street. And many times I can't give. But there is always this thing about money, people wanting, and I'm asking, what is this?
I would like to spend some moments with that and not answer it right away because, yeah, it'll answer itself in a few in a little bit. Something about current and something about it's also the dance is a current. And something about giving, and something about detachment from giving or not giving. When you walk by a beggar, if you don't give, you don't feel guilty. And if you give, you don't feel proud. So there's something about that.
Because somehow this man represents something that is going on in this part of my life, you know?
I love it. He must have been wonderful. I don't know also if I would use the word violent with his hitting. Maybe it was knocking.
I am listening you speaking about Satchadham, and of course I can't compare the house where Maria lived, which was her studio, but somehow the studio also, when Maria was in this plan, was like a light because she was spreading the light about dance. And now, my God, is a war all the time about this studio, and I don't feel that Maria is the studio. The studio is a building,
Yeah, that's
and
right.
they want me to maintain the studio,
Well, they want me to maintain such a dumb.
but
No chance. Not going to happen. Couldn't happen. Nobody would listen anyhow. And everybody loves me, and I love them all. We have a really good relationship. There is fighting among the people, as to in the same way. Once the master goes, there's been no real, as Rumi and I would say, absorption. There's resistance to what has been offered. That's okay. Everything is as it is. It's like everything else. I step back from it. I have nothing to do with it but to love the people. And I really and truly do. And that was a gift from my master showing me that I mean, there's some real divisions, harsh divisions taking place. And I can tell you that the sun shines on both equally and totally. Take it to heart. And I pray I never have to go to Satchadham again after next year. And I can kiss the ground of Satchadham because India has given me, my master has reflected to me, the Ganges has soaked me in the most beautiful life possible for me.
Yeah.
That I can serve you, that I can be with you, that I have met you all.
Yeah. And it's my responsibility also to stay in this prayer for Satchadham because Satchadham allowed me to meet you. So, hey, in this.
And this from your heart will ripple into the studio. Expect nothing.
Okay.
Let them do what they do. I tell you, I'm always wondering why was Maharaji didn't say, you manage the ashram. That's what you do. He didn't. He knew that this had to play out. And it has to play out. It's a teaching for the people who are in it, whether they're learning it right now or not. They are learning it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thank you
Yeah.
so much.
Emotionally, step back and
Okay.
love them because that's what they're missing between each other. And everyone in Satchadham has respect and love for me. I have love and respect for them, not what they're doing, but for them, yes.
Yeah, I see the difference.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you, Shantimani.
I love you too. That's so easy.
So easy. Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I'll see you in Mandalay in October.
Yes,
I'm
of
looking.
course. Thank
Okay.
you.
So we're going to end, well, complete our satsang with Gayatri from Australia and Jerry back there. Hi, Jerry. Namaste. Gayatri.
Namaste. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good.
That's good. Nice to see you. Thank you for inviting us to be part of the offering to Satchadham. It is a huge blessing for
I
us to be able to
agree.
offer that from our hearts to Satchadham. And like Krishna said to Arjuna, there is never a time that Satchadham wasn't, and there shall never be a time that Satchadham won't be.
It all chills what you're saying.
Because
Absolutely.
that's how I feel.
Absolutely.
When I
Yeah.
walked into Satchadham, it was like, of course,
Yeah.
there was never a time that Satchadham was not within my total experience, and there will never be a time that Satchadham isn't.
That's true. That
So
is
to
really.
be able to offer and the Gayatri mantra for 1 year is an incredible, beautiful, valuable sadhana.
I agree. And you know, Gayatri, to me, it's almost like we're merging our hearts into this blessing for this.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's huge. It's huge. And it just ripples into the world. As I wrote, Maharaji said, As is Satchidam, as is the world.
Yeah.
And I want to repeat for the people that the Kogi know and have lived for centuries to take care of the heart of the world. They just know that and they do that. And we are to take care of the consciousness of the world, to shine a light into consciousness by the way we live, by the way we love, by what is given to us to currently in a current give forward. No?
Yep. In a current give forward, yeah.
Yes. So this is an honor in this world, and it's not an honor again where one has to stand in it and parade oneself around as
No.
though it's better than others. It is a humble, marvelous honor and responsibility that we are alive to offer this into the world.
Yes, it is. And it's not only us, it's a collective offering. So
Absolutely.
it's a union with Sangha, with our master, with Satchidam.
Absolutely. With Tibet, with the Kogi, with the Christians who pray for the world, with the Muslims who pray for the world, with the Jews who pray for the world, with the people who have no religious structure who pray for the world, who live a life of light for everyone.
Yeah, it's unifying.
Absolutely. And Gayatri, it's like Krishna says, your auspicious action. It's not that every day, all day long, you're going to look like a beacon of light for the universe, although you are. You may forget it while you're at dinner or watching a movie or not even remember it at all, but you are.
Wow.
That your auspicious actions bear fruit, not
Yeah.
only for you.
And this satsang really has, there's been a lot of discussion around duality and you have said that there is a reality to the illusion,
So to speak,
so to speak,
we
and
do
we
agree that you and I are talking.
yes, and then at times I consider that on some in some way we're living the duality.
No, we're not.
No, we're
That's
not.
the illusion.
That, well, that is the illusion, and
Right.
we have an awareness around that illusion,
Yes.
of that illusion, when we
Yes.
know that there is no separation.
And that the Gayatri who was here yesterday is not the Gayatri who is here today. It's so elusive, huh?
It's,
It's
well,
not an
obviously,
empty word.
you
It
just look at clouds come and go. You see, everything is like the clouds. That in 1 minute you can see some cloud, and in you turn away, have a sip of your tea, and you turn back, and that cloud's completely gone.
Very good teaching from the clouds.
Yes. So we're aware of, well, I'm aware of that, and in consideration of that, and the discussions that's been happening tonight. I don't know. There seems to be a not a resistance to the duality, but there seems to be a separation.
There is
We're,
no separation, zero.
I
No,
know.
you cannot go there with me.
No, you cannot. So I'll phrase it differently. So even
You
though we know
refuse.
that duality is in flux, coming, going, coming, going, coming, going,
In a
and there,
microsecond.
Pardon?
In a microsecond.
A microsecond. And that actually the only truth is totality and God as
They're not
one,
separate. That
as
is,
one.
they're the definitions of the undefinable. They're ways of perceiving in a vast way what cannot be perceived, and yet all things are. Can't perceive space. You can perceive what defines space, but you cannot perceive space, neither in the day or in the night.
So
Space
I suppose
is a
just for
product.
myself, I wanted to talk to you about being at peace with duality
Oh, you
as
don't
an
need to resist anything. You just see things for what they are. Hello.
I
No,
think that's
I want you to hear me.
I want to hear you too.
Oh,
That's one thing.
I want you to hear me. Duality disappears of its own. And yet there's a Durga sitting here and an Indra sitting here and a Gayatri sitting here and a Jerry sitting here. The Sangha is on Zoom. And it appears to be a multi-creative, expressive cognition, and it is. There's no fighting it. There's no pushing it away. It just dissolves in the light of totality, in as God, not theoretically, although it can be theoretical for a while, and even that is wonderful, but actually, and then the word God disappears. And the word totality disappears. And here we are in the multiplicity, but we know and we are what we have discovered. And we see that that is true in everyone. And that there is an imperishable, which we are fundamentally. Without a doubt. And the play of consciousness goes on. And Pia will be dancing, and Ken will be medicing people, Rumi will be poetrying, the Sangha will be living. And yet, once you truly see within yourself, not the oneness, although the oneness is a great step. Not the love, although that is the way. But what cannot be uttered, that is truly true in all, at all times. It's very difficult to speak about this. There's no resistance to anything. We don't have to categorize duality over there. We just refuse it as the truth. We
Do we
refuse it
have to?
as the ultimate truth. Let's
Okay.
put it there.
We have, my question there is, do we have to refuse it, or can we just let it come and let it go?
Well, if you come, let it come and let it go, it refuses itself.
Yeah.
Duality is delusion. It's not bad. It is the play of consciousness. It is our life. And yet, there is something is not the right word. There is a discovery that is calling for us like light running through space. Is light dualistic? No, it's constant. The sun is, that's probably why there were sun worshippers, because the sun is a constant shedding of light for everyone, equally, not even equally, just absolutely. And it really displays, let us say, at this stage of our conversation, the oneness. There's nothing wrong with the duality, and yet there's a discovery that our heart is calling for. We step out of the duality in a way, and yet we still. Well, no, you never have to. You can stay there as long as you wish.
No, but what I don't mean, do we have to step out or we do have to step in? What I mean is, can't I just watch it?
Well, isn't that what you're doing anyhow?
It is. So, yeah, I don't.
There's a realization to be had in the core of the heart that is not opposed to anything.
Yeah. And that's my point, really.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shantima.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, but there is also an understanding that there are not two here.
No. Yeah.
Are there two in a dream? When you're dreaming a crowd of people, are there two in the dream? Is there a crowd of people in the dream?
Yeah, that's right. Is there a crowd? Yes, there is. There's only.
There appears to be.
Yeah, there appears to be. Yeah.
What happens when you wake up?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's in a memory, isn't it? Mm. Sometimes. That's the way it is here as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, the Aboriginals in your country are very brilliant. The ant dreaming, the sky dreaming, the water dreaming. The, huh? Yeah, they know.
They do.
Yeah.
They do know the dreaming. Yeah. 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 Yes, because I find that opposing anything for me, even duality, gets me caught up in stuff that I don't want to be caught up in.
That's right.
Even opposing it. Oh, that's duality. I don't want to make that separation. I don't want to make that distinction. It's just.
Well, that is perfect.
Right. Thank you, Shantima.
No distinction.
Yeah. It's a rabbit hole.
Yes, it's a created rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful satsang.
Wasn't it? Isn't it?
Yeah. 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 I wouldn't be, what does Jerry say?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes. I wouldn't be caught in duality. I would be free in totality, which all are. And then duality poses no threat. Wars come from duality, from the ignorance of the totality of one's heart and love. So duality has its danger, so to speak, but it's all a teaching.
Yeah.
It's all a teaching, and it's all a play of consciousness. Yeah. And some people may say, well, it's not a play in my experience. But as Ken said, if you see it as a theatrical play, you'll understand it a little better.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
So there it is. I
Thank
would
you,
never, ever give myself for a second to separation?
No. So when you are not giving yourself to separation, you're not resisting anything.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Non-resistance is a kind of exquisite love.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So
thank you.
Cleared it up. Thank you, Shantimai.
Thank you too. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
So now before I go, I remember what I was going to say that kind of dropped out of my memory. Oh, there it goes again. No, I'm just kidding. So Adhikari wrote, and she said, but Pentecost is on the 19th, not the 21st. Why are we saying that Pentecost is on the 21st? Well, we're really not saying that Pentecost is on the 21st. I guess as I wrote it, it could be seen that way. So I should correct that. We are on the 19th going to invoke in our hearts the request of all of these wonderful, wonderful embodied and disembodied beings to emanate onto our Gayatri and our ashram, rippling into the world. Array, so to speak, of their grace that will be held throughout the year. So on the 19th, I'll have this little graph of these names done by that time and sent out to you by the 18th, 15th. As soon as I get it done, and I'll work on it very diligently. On the 19th, the reason we went to the 21st is because we want to begin on a number 3. So the 19th, we will sit in our mandir and we will gather all of you in our hearts and focus on the request for these great souls, again, bodied and disembodied, lineages, to cast upon us the grace of their blessing for our sadhana. So that's the story right there. The 19th is Pentecost, and the 21st is the day we begin, because we start out at 3, a 6, or a 9. This is just the way we do things. So God bless. Namaste. Thank you, Prema.
Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Madeva. Brahma Vishnu Sarashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva. Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Jaya Guru Omkara. Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara. Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Jaya Guru Omkara Jaya Jaya Satguru Omkara Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva Brahma Vishnu Sadashiva Hara 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 Mahadeva oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.